The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome, everybody. Yes, I'm fighting a little bit of that cold going around, but I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just a little stuffy. I just wanted to give you guys a little heads up. I do this program live on Sundays between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., and those of you that are actually on hold right now to ask a question are smart enough to recognize that it's only between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays that I answer your question. So if you could just let a few friends know that, wow, really cool way to get your question answered is to call this broadcast between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays, it's beneficial to me to have new callers calling into the program, because people listen to the program to listen to new callers as they call in, because they want to hear me challenged with questions that from unfamiliar voices, from people that have not called in before. So I always give new callers, the new numbers that I see pop up, priority over anyone else that's on hold. It doesn't mean that I don't get to the folks that are loyal and tune into the program, but if you've called me within the last couple of months, I'm going to put you further down on the list until I get the new calls first, because it's the animal that is radio, which is the new callers are more interesting to the listeners than repeat callers. So those of you that have called me before, I'll get to your calls probably toward the end of this broadcast today. But that's why, because I've had a couple people email me going, why haven't you taken my call? Why haven't you taken my call? Well, it's because the new callers are more interesting to my audience than people that call me every week, because I have people that call me every week. And I'm not putting you on the air because I don't love you and care about you. It's because it's the nature of radio. I need to put the new callers on first. So just want to give you guys a heads up that I'm not ignoring you. It's just that I have a listing of all your phone numbers. So, and I know when you're calling in. So the thing is that I get to your call later in the broadcast, but the new callers get priority on my broadcast. So I'm going to area code 951. Hello, 951. Who's this? 941. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. What's your question?
I have a question. I work for myself, but I took on two part-time jobs, you know, a couple days here and there. And I was wondering, one of them I think I'm going to quit. Do you see that as advisable? Things aren't
sure.
As kosher.
I don't know what's coming through your phone, but it's really noisy where you are. That's better. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I couldn't get you off a speakerphone.
Oh, that's what was going on. Okay. Here's what I'm getting, is I want you to hang on to that part-time job for at least 8 more days. And I know that's a really funny thing for me to actually suggest to you, but during those 8 days, I want you to go to your supervisor and say, hey, I want to give you a heads up that my other job might go full-time.
Okay. Because I complained
now,
last night to her and told her what was going on. And
okay.
And they've really shortened my hours, like, dramatically. Like, I got
okay.
2 hours
that's fine.
Worth of work.
Here's what you do is you say, hey, listen, I'm just giving you a heads up that my other job might offer me full time. And so I may be giving you notice in about a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what happens. Is she's going to look at that like, okay, well, that's because she's pissed off about what we talked about the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't acknowledge that. You don't even recognize that. You don't even talk about it. But the reason I'm telling you that I want you to sort of give her a heads up that your other job might offer you more hours and that you may
mm-hmm.
be less available for this job is that you
okay.
kind of want her to go, well, why don't you just leave then?
Okay.
All right? Because if she says that to you, then you may be eligible for unemployment.
No. Yeah, because I'm paid by the – I'm a massage therapist, so I'm only paid by the massages that I do. So it's not
– Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
so
here's
really
what you
does,
do.
I got, yeah.
No, here's what you do then. Here's what you do. Because there's something about you waiting 8 days in this reading, and I don't know why I'm getting that. So much so as then you don't say anything to her at all. Then any
uh-huh.
client that comes to you, you say, by the way, this will probably be my last week here. And if they especially like you, they'll ask you for your card.
Okay. Well, I've been given
then,
my name. Yeah, because you can't really say because we signed a contract of you can't take their clients.
Well, that's fine. All you do is say, this might be my last week here.
Uh-huh.
To your clients, just say, you know, I've really enjoyed working with you today. This might be my last week here. I'm not sure. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Do
now,
you
if
see
they
another
go,
job?
Yeah, I see another job here. But I keep getting that there's something about bridging from this job to something else, which is why I'm getting that you need to wait 8 days.
Okay, like something could be coming in?
Yeah, that's what it's saying, is that you get to kind of do the trapeze act where you go from one thing to the next.
Okay.
And but there's something about waiting 8 days and not being anything but a team player over the next 8 days. And
okay.
the thing is that you may not even say a word to anyone as you're massaging them, but I think that it wouldn't hurt for you to say, you know, I'm really debating whether I'm going to stay here as a massage therapist.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to let you know that if I don't see you again, I've really enjoyed working with you.
Okay.
Just so you don't actually say that you're necessarily up and quitting, but you're saying, you know, there are some other job opportunities that may be coming up for me. So I just want to let you know if I don't see you again here, that I've really
uh-huh.
enjoyed working with you. Now,
okay.
they may give you their number.
Mm-hmm.
And if they give you their number, then all bets are off. Right,
because yeah. I have because I have another part-time job. I only work one evening with them, and I don't know if I should give her more time. And it's
well,
just,
here's the
I
thing.
Kind of
there's one. Let me tell you this real quick. There is a lady around you, dark hair, light eyes, who is.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like to be confronted. She's very
uh-huh.
easygoing. She's somebody that's just easy to be around, and that's
uh-huh.
the woman you should trust.
Oh, that's and she's actually a doctor.
Okay, that's the one
that
you should trust. And here's
okay,
how
yeah.
you make more money for yourself. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the one that you're just working one day a week, you go to that
yeah.
doctor. Is she a chiropractor?
No, she's a sports medicine.
Perfect. You go to that doctor and you say, you know what, I'd like to do not only massage for you, you know, say Monday through Friday for 4 hours a day, whatever it is, but I'd like to do some business development for you. So if you're willing to pay me a modest salary to do business
mm-hmm.
development, then I will go to all the networking breakfasts and lunches and things in the city on your behalf and talk about what you do as your massage therapist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if she's willing to give you, say, 20 hours a week at, say, $15 an hour, now you don't need that other thing. But you also can now add business development to your resume of what you do
mm-hmm.
because you're promoting this sports doctor's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's saying there's a way out of this and that you can make more money, but you've got to not do it just by rubbing on people. You've got to do it by adding another skill to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cal Pal, thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you
Thank
later.
You so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Mm-hmm. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Lolita. I spoke with you last week.
Hi,
about
Lolita.
The bank. I wanted to let you know what happened.
Oh, cool.
I actually went there Thursday and showed up, and I think they were a little surprised. And I actually met with Tom and this paralegal. We talked, they're going to get back with me. He asked me what the amount that I was willing to give. I got a little nervous. I said some crazy amount, but I feel like he's going to work in my favor. So I was wondering what you picked up on the interaction that I had with Thomas and his paralegal, Tammy.
Okay, see, here's the thing is that I keep getting that you get to walk away from this. And this is saying that there's one man here that is really on your team. There's another man here that's got a hard on for the fact of you got to pay something, all right? So you got to let the guy that you really like work on your behalf.
Yeah, even though he's representing them, I feel like they're going to come in my favor.
Well, that's what it says here, and the fact that you took action blew their mind.
Good.
I mean,
thank you for that.
The fact that you went in there and said, look, what else? How else was I supposed to handle that?
Okay.
You know, if how else could I have done this any more ethically than the way I did it?
Okay, perfect. So I'm glad that you validated what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's saying that I know it scared the crap out of you to show up. I know it was really, really nerve-wracking. But the the fact that you, because nobody else usually shows up for this stuff. They show up and they go, oh, well, whatever, I'll just ignore it, whatever happens. But the fact that you're stepping up and saying, look, this is the best I can do right now. This is the best I can do. I don't know how to do it any better. Okay? So whatever the ridiculous amount was, I wish I would have coached you on that and had you say something like, well, I don't have anything right now to give you.
Well, I told him I wasn't working. I said I'll probably start something part-time, and then they asked me for the minimum amount. They actually stole the equipment for the price, and I told him that the equipment's not even worth $7,000. And he's like, well, you know they're looking for five digits. I'm like, yeah, but I don't have that. I'm not doing that. So I kind of was concerned about what it was.
Wait. They already sold the equipment?
Yeah.
Okay.
$4,500.
Okay, so here's the thing is that they've already sold the equipment. It's like it's off the table, basically.
Yeah, but the bank is like hard on the lawyers trying to get something out of me, but I think the lawyer knows it's ridiculous too. So I think just by my story that I show, I'm not sure what you pick up, but I just think that with my story and what I told them, I feel like we're going to have some kind of better results of maybe just minimal amount to pay.
Okay, well, it says here that what you did was perfect. So I'm not worried about you, gal pal. Going to let you go. I got your call on the air because I recognized your number and I wanted to hear what happened.
Yes, that's why I'm calling you. So thank you so much,
pal.
Mona.
All right,
bye-bye.
See you later. Okay,
how
bye.
You doing?
All right, got somebody here from the – hold on. My computer's running really slow here. Hold on. Oh, here we go. I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
Stacey, I don't know if you remember me from early last month ago. I guess I was telling you how I was going to look for a job in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm still struggling. You know, I've been here almost 2 months, going on the second month, and I've only managed. You know, I have 4 interviews, and I apply like almost, I'll say like anywhere from like 70 to like 80 applications.
So hang on. Stop a second. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're shuffling around, whatever you're fidgeting with, could you just stop?
Okay.
Could you just be still here? Because I'm hearing all this stuff going on around you, and that you're not really concentrating on asking me a question, and it's distracting me. So can you just stand still,
okay.
Be very still, and ask me a question?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me think. I will say, do you know, when I get a job or, you know, like, what you seem going into?
Well, here's the thing. Just the way you asked me the question doesn't come across as someone that's committed to getting a job. Yeah, I mean, you sound like, yeah, whatever, if I get a job, yeah, whatever. And what I want you to do is be the person that's ready to learn what you don't know. And instead of finding
mm-hmm.
just a job, I want you to find something that's a career, okay? So what is
mm-hmm.
it you love to do?
I like working with people. I like helping people.
Okay.
But that's what I've been applying to.
Okay. There's a woman here. There's a guy you interviewed with that is not going to hire you. So I'm just going to tell you that that one's off the table. He doesn't like you.
Yeah,
right?
Most of them were men.
Okay. So the woman that you're going to interview with has dark hair and dark eyes. She's very petite, okay? So she could be Latino, she could be Italian, she could be Puerto Rican, she could be Filipino. Dark hair, dark eyes, all right? She is
okay.
absolutely delightful. This is the person you're probably going to get the job with. So what I'd like
okay.
you to do is start looking in, you know, those free magazines? Like here in Vegas, we have the Las Vegas Weekly. There might be a Orlando Weekly. I don't know what it is. But get those free papers that you can get at the library and look through
mm-hmm.
the papers and look for women that look like they're business women that have dark hair and dark eyes, okay? Because what this is saying is that whatever industry they represent might be something that's interesting to you, and then you actually
yeah.
call them up or check out their business to see if they're hiring, okay? Because what it's saying here is that when this woman meets you, she sees your potential. She sees that you
mm-hmm.
actually could do something to help her company. That's the person that I think you're going to get hired by.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I want you to take a slightly different approach to finding a job than the way you've been looking for a job. And I want to tell you,
mm-hmm.
any call center that might be in your area are always hiring people with a good attitude. So you can get a job right away that way, and then while you're working that job, find another job that pays you more money.
Yeah.
That would be my recommendation.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
All
right. See you later.
Thank you
okay.
so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. You guys, I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
This is Desmond. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you today? What's your question?
My question is, do you see me meeting a teacher, a mentor, or a relationship, meeting somebody this year that's of significance?
Okay. It's saying the way that you get to that sort of cosmic spiritual leadership is by becoming really good friends with people that are of the same mindset, okay? And what's interesting here is I don't see that this is a year that you focus on romance. I see that it's a year that you focus on what's important to you over the next 9 years, all right? So 2017 in numerology is a 1 year. So you add 2 and 1 and 7, it equals a 10. You drop the 0, and it's a 1 year, which means it's all about moving forward and being and paying attention to what's important to you, all right? So that's what 2017 is all about. What it's saying here is that for you to have that spiritual alignment that you're looking for, you actually experiment with groups of people. And what may surprise you is that the spiritual evolution may not come out of a group that's connected or focused on spirituality. It may be connected with a group that's focused on hiking or focused on some other physical activity or maybe even something that improves your professional skills like Toastmasters. But what I'm getting here is that you're in a place right now where you know you want to take action toward the purpose of your life. It's exactly what your cards are saying. What it's saying is that you don't quite know what it is you want to do yet. Okay? You still there?
Yeah. I mean, I know I want to do holistic health, but I don't know who to go to or nothing is definite. You know, it's like it's kind of sort. Everything is kind of like kind of sort. It's not really like go here and this and then you can start here.
Right.
So
I'll give you an example. If you're really leaning toward doing holistic health as a profession, I would also recommend that you get some traditional schooling in addition to the holistic health. For example, going on to become an RN and then also doing the holistic choices and being an RN gives you more validity, all right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things I would recommend is that usually the line of work that I like to recommend to people that are looking to connect holistically would be chiropractors. Because chiropractors look at a way of helping the body support itself. So it may be that you start seeking out chiropractors and working with them, and it doesn't really matter how you decide to work with them, whether it's business development or you work in the office and help out. But what it's saying here is that your cards are coming across really scattered, that you're not quite sure what it is you want to do. And according to this, it's saying the way to figure that out is to get involved with groups of people that are already doing what it is you want to do. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that it's not about you avoiding school and just learning from somebody else as a mentor. It's actually about going to school and finding a mentor. So according to this, you can't skip the school part. Is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Well.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from area code 305. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
Well, I wanted to know if you see a good person, like a good guy coming in this year for a possible committed relationship.
Yes, but we have to get over the sorrow of the one that it didn't work out with. Because you have a guy here that you really wanted to make it work, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. And, you know, it was always about him. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This one is not supposed to be part of your future, Samantha. Not supposed to be part of your future at all. As a matter of fact, the quicker you can step back from any memory or reference or connection to this old relationship, the better, okay? Because what I'm seeing here, and you've got the most powerful card that you can get in my reading. And by the way, I want you to look up this card on the internet. So I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, all right? I've used this deck now for about 13 years. It's my favorite deck, all right? There's an extra card in this tarot deck. It's called The Master, all right? So I want you to look up Osho Zen Tarot, O-S-H-O, Zen, Z-E-N, Tarot, T-A-R-O-T, and look up a card called The Master. I want you to read the description of that card, because what this card means is that you are literally being guided spiritually toward what you want. You just have to relax into the idea that what's going to be presented to you is not going to be anything like this guy from the past. Nothing like him. Okay? He's going to be, this is a guy that's actually ready for a relationship, ready for a relationship. Not this other guy that basically every time he looked at you, it seemed like he hurt your feelings. The old guy. Okay? This new guy actually feels like he's on your team. There's something beeping in the background. Is that your smoke detector?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it comes right through the phone. So it's saying that moving forward, that this new man is nothing like the old man, and that it is about you being way more aware of the men that are trying to get your attention than the ones you seem to find yourself attracted to, which are kind of dicks.
Yes.
Yeah, we got it. No. It's like I wish there was a T-shirt out there that said no dicks with one of those red circles with the slash through it. Because seriously,
yes.
You're such an amazing, nice, wonderful, loving person. You just are. And you seem to attract the guys that are just awful. And moving forward, that's not the energy that I want you to agree with. So the first time you're with any guy at all and there's that red flag, it's time to step back from them. Do not try to make it work. Because the right relationship, you don't have to try to make it work. It just works. You see?
Yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Oh, another 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. What's your question?
It's funny. Okay. I want to know if my near future brings to me assistance for my business. I'm a professional, and I'm just ready for the next level of my artistic ability to reach the world. Because I'm out there in a very big way, but
okay.
I don't want to do the street shows anymore.
Okay. All right. So tell me the kind of artist you are. What's your specialty?
Environmental paintings that bring beauty to the earth to heal people's emotional bodies through my color, through my imagery, because I travel the world and I paint architecture, nature, tropical environments.
Okay.
People
coincidence,
live in the paintings.
Okay. Coincidence is your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
So what it's saying, and I want to tell you that your big power month is going to be February, because you have this card that talks about you being in the right place at the right time is how you end up connecting with the right people. And I will tell you, the best place for you to sell your work is not in a big commercial hall of any kind. It's a dentist's office. It's a doctor's office. It's a chiropractor.
I already
do
that. I've been doing that for 30 years.
Okay. What it's saying here is that one of the best ways for you to really take your business to the profitable level you've always imagined for yourself. Hold on. I need a sip of coffee. I'll make that a dramatic pause.
Okay.
I want you to start looking for trade shows that deal with the medical industry, okay? And what you do is that you either put samples of your paintings, your work, into an ad that's in the brochure that goes along with this medical convention, or you bring your work to a trade show that deals with the medical industry, and you show your work.
I'm in so many hospitals already and hotels and resorts since the 80s. And what I found over the years is they change their venue. Now they're doing photography. That's why.
See, here's the thing. Here's the
and
thing
flowers
with photography
and things of that sort.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing with photography and the thing with art. The thing with photography is photography can come off a little cold. It can come off cold. Even if it's a beautiful picture, it can come off cold because usually the images are too sharp or too whatever. Well, your work is more about the healing colors that go along with the image. It's when people look at it, it's calming and soothing and fabulous and all that. So I would say then since we've already done the whole healing publicly thing, maybe what you're supposed to do is create healing works of art for people's residences that are specific.
I do that too. What I'm asking about is supposedly there's a man going to find me at one of these street shows and go, oh, I see you. I'm going to get you into a gallery. I'm going to start helping you get out there. I'm going to start helping you increase your pricing.
See, you have this healer. You have a man that's a healer here in the middle of your reading, which is why I went with physicians and doctors and all that. But what I'm seeing here is that I think that's more of a romantic or personal relationship and not a business one.
Well, I want that as well. My heart is yearning because my bucket list is really full except for that one last drop of love that will fulfill my
because I actually think that if another reader has told you that a man's coming into your life, it's not because they're supposed to help you business-wise. They're supposed to be your partner.
Yes, that's what I want.
Okay, and when I say partner, I mean that in every level of the word partner, whether that's business, personal, bedroom, whatever it is.
I was afraid to ask for all of that. I was afraid to ask.
No. You're getting the bigger thing here. Here's what I would like you to do is in whatever city you're living in. By the way, what city are you in?
Miami.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay, so in Miami, you find the coalition of realtors. You find whoever the realtor people are, right? And you ask to present at one of their weekly meetings, okay? And you bring brochures, but probably the sample of artwork that happens to be sitting in your studio right now that's absolutely gorgeous, you bring that with you. And you say, I create the kind of energy in a person's home that you really want to have in a home, all right? And that my artwork can be used for model homes, which means I would go to home builders if I were you, so they would buy your artwork and put it up on their walls. I'm actually thinking that this guy might be a realtor.
Okay, yeah. I've been self-published since 1972.
I think that's awesome.
Voice and my energy comes off. And in the 80s, I did so many hotels and so many private homes and model homes and all that. That whole industry has changed so much.
See, you got to remember that in Miami, you are in the right demographic.
Yes, and the right
people to appreciate. Exactly, for people to appreciate what you do. The thing is that I think that you can. I think that you could do a VIP cocktail party on your own where you hang all of your artwork. There's something about this guy. There's a guy that is
going to be.
No, here's the thing. It's going to start out as a romantic interest, not a business one.
Okay.
And then what
February,
you say is,
you see it happening.
February is your big month of coincidence. And probably starting in February for 2 months, okay? So February to the end of March, there's this, like, you just show up. And if you have a brochure of your artwork, I want you to start showing up at every freaking business networking thing you can find.
Well, people know me, and I'm out in the street, and I'm painting buildings, and there's a big festival in February that I'm in, and everybody comes there, and it's like 500,000 people come to town. So, yeah, I have a lot of exposure.
Okay.
And
here's the thing, is what I'm getting is that it's not about you being famous, okay?
No.
It's about you being loved and appreciated, which is a whole different vibration, okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm getting here for you is that the whole, it's like the last 18 years you've been waiting for these next 2 months. That's exactly what your cards are saying, is that these next 2 months are going to be huge for you. And I want you to be open to the idea that there's going to be a way that it comes to you way differently than it's ever come to you before. And one of the things that you may want to do is go to the galleries that are in Miami.
They're
and
horrible.
Just drop
they're
off.
All Latin. They're
no,
all
no, no.
horrible Latin.
Doesn't matter.
And they're
doesn't matter.
All... Okay.
Wait. It doesn't matter. You go there and you say, you know, I may not be for everybody, but I am for people that like my work. So if you ever want to try something a little different, here's my brochure. Here's the thing. You still have to be nice, because when you do get more popular, I'm going to tell you, it's not about you getting popular. It's about you loving what you do. When you get more popular and people start coming to those galleries and asking for your work, then they're going to turn around and be nice to you. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but part you don't know is I've been doing this professionally since I'm 13. I'm 65 now. I've been doing this my whole life. I have a strong
and
following around the world.
You're incredibly talented. There is no doubt in my mind that you're talented. You've won contests. You are celebrated. I know all of these
magazine,
things I know are true.
TV, everything. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I just
thing,
want the partner.
Okay, well, the partner's here.
Okay.
But we got to be open to the idea that when a guy seems to be more gentle with you and wants to get closer to you, you can't immediately get into that gauntlet of test things you do.
I've been hurt pretty bad.
Okay, but
and
see, this
I
next,
gave,
this
overgave,
next,
you know. But
okay,
now I don't want to, I'm going to bring the balance in.
Sweetheart, this next guy, you don't have to fight or try too hard to be with. He's really an amazing man. I actually think he's a widower. I think that he lost his wife a few years ago, like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And when he meets you, there's something about you that not only reminds him of the best of his wife, but the interest that you're not his wife.
Okay.
So that is that's the vibe that I get around with him. And I got to let you go, but thank
you
for the call.
I will. I'll tell you what happens in the next 3 months.
I can't wait. See you later. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Mona. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. I'm good. What's your question?
I have some papers that I have to respond to, legal papers, and I know that it's going to cost me a pretty penny. And I've been trying to avoid it because I wasn't trying to bring any more actions. Do you see anything, any type of resolution about me having to spend more money?
Here's the thing. Whatever's going on with you is so freaking unfair. It is just awful. And I have to tell you, my heart is going out to you with the fact that you have to deal with this in the first place. But what it's saying here is that the only – I would love it if you had somebody else that could take action for you on your behalf, but it's saying that you really don't. And I don't know if you've been listening to Lolita at all. For the last three programs, she's been dealing with something with a major bank, and it was
–
it's just – okay, so here's the thing. The bravest thing that she did was show up to deal with it, and I'm asking you to do the same thing. And you pretty much kind of put yourself on the mercy of what's going on. Just say, look, this is my reality. This is how I hope I can solve this. But this is where I am right now, and I can't. So it's saying that by you presenting your truth in the most authentic way that you possibly can, that it does start to move things forward for you again. Because it just feels like you're stuck. And until you deal with this, you can't come unstuck.
Right. This is what I'm toying with. I'm toying with dealing with it myself, because using the attorneys have just been about procedure and paperwork. They're just bleeding all parties.
Yeah. See, I agree with you. This is not, yeah, I agree with you about you doing it yourself. Say, I can no longer afford an attorney to help me with this because all it's doing is costing me time for them and nothing's getting solved. So I want to go directly to you and resolve this with you. How do I do that?
Okay.
Because
so
what it's saying here, now here's what's funny about this, is that they may contact your attorneys and go, well, Jackie just stepped forward and says she wants this done. What's going on? And then your attorney may call you and go, Jackie, what the heck are you thinking? Why did you say, look, you guys aren't doing anything. This is driving me insane. I need to have this resolved. And nobody's doing anything. So I figured the best way to do it was to go from point A to point B and just ask, how can I make this better? How can I fix this?
Because there is an unbudged person within the county that I know should be able to communicate with the judge, because something was done with the judge, where the judge thinks that everything has been settled and it's not. But from my attorney standpoint, they're just trying to get me to file another claim, whereas everything should have been settled.
Yeah, see, what I want you to do is I want you to go to the person that can most help you. So it could be that county person that you're talking about, and saying, look, this is not resolved. My attorneys keep encouraging me to spend more money with them, to file another thing. And look, I just want this settled because I can't move my life forward till this is settled.
Okay.
That's what I would do. The direct approach right now for you is the best way for you to deal with this. All right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 630. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
So I just wondered, I just had like a good interview actually today for a position part-time. Do you think I might get an offer?
Let me ask you, I got to ask you a clarifying question because I'm seeing a guy here. Did you interview with a guy or a gal?
No, gal, the mom, a lady.
Okay. I'm sorry, I got to go to what is pressing in your cards before this question, because what it's saying here is there's a guy that is kind of a dick that's in your cards here. So I don't know if this is a boyfriend you've just broken up with or someone that you're involved with, or maybe your past employer. Who is this guy?
I don't hate anyone like that. I don't know.
Okay, I can barely hear you, Lisa. I don't know what you're doing with your phone.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that, so I'm not sure.
Okay, the last job that you worked at, was there a guy around you that was really a jerk?
Not really, no.
Okay. I'm getting a big red flag here for you that I want you to watch out for this guy that seems to be Mr. Ego, all right? So I don't know who this guy is.
You know, I did have some people for references, and I'm not using them. That's interesting. From someone from about 5 years ago, like for this type of job, and I'm not using them. They were like, they were a family, and the kids got real attached to me, and he got real upset after I left. Like,
he said, I
can use you, but, you know, but then, like, I don't think they really, I think they were just upset that I, like, had to do something else.
Yeah, they were pissed off that you just decided, okay, that's the guy. So please don't put him down as a reference. This lady that this lady that you met seems to be really good, but you've got to be able to tell her the length of commitment that you can make.
No, we already talked about it. It's perfect. It's only for a few months because I want to be retired later.
Yeah, this says you get it. This totally says you get it.
You think so?
Now,
would they be good? Because I just want to make sure, because there's a lot of crazy people, and I won't deal with it. I mean, she seemed very normal, and she wanted more, like, specialized help for her son. He has, like, speech problems, and, you know, she just wants help in reading and homework and take him to lessons.
So,
I have no problem.
Here's what I'm getting is maybe this is the son that I'm seeing here, but there's a man. And it could represent a younger man. Like, how old's the son, 13?
No, he's a little boy, like 5 or 6.
Okay, all right. I don't know why I keep getting this, like, sorry, it just keeps bugging me, this guy. So it could be a past reference. These people are not icky people. So the fact that it's for a few months and you're kind of creating a bridge for them, that to me looks great. I actually think that there's something especially talented about this boy that it's working on him being almost a bit of a politician. That this
so
kid
I can just,
that I
you know help him out. I just want to help him out, and you know they pay you good and everything. So do you think it would work out then? You think I'll probably get an offer or something?
This is saying it's between you and one other person. And it looks like you're the one stepping into the spotlight. So it's saying, yes, you get the job.
Okay. Well, you know, I told her my salary. She seemed okay with it. She said she talked to her husband. He was sleeping. So, you know, I'll just kind of see if I get a call. You know, do you think I should write back and say thank you for the interview today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me today. I look forward to our next step together. Yeah, something like that would be perfect.
Okay, and then if not this, then I'm sure something else decent will come along as long as
There's definitely a job coming, and the timing is saying within the next 10 days. So that's why there's a job coming, whether it's this one or something else. But I keep getting this red flag about this young man.
So I have some people, and I'm not using them because, like, they were like, that one guy was jealous, and then someone else was possessive of my time as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, they all want me, only for their kid. And you think that they, like, eventually realize you need to make more money or go to other things. So I think I know what you're talking about. I don't use those people, though. I just use,
right,
like, character references.
Right.
You know, character references
Thanks
work
for the
out
call.
Well. Okay.
Okay, see you later. Bye. All right, I got somebody here from the 205 area code. Hello, 205. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Shantez.
Hi, Shantez. What's your question?
My question is, I wanted to know, what do you see for us, me and my husband? His name's Michael.
Okay, in what area? I mean, just romantically?
For the marriage.
All right, let's see. Well, it's saying that your husband has kind of a short fuse. And that he has this tendency to sort of jump to conclusions before hearing out the whole story.
Yes.
And it seems as though, here's the thing, is that there's a lot of hard work here, but there's also a lot of love here. And what your husband needs to get to is, and I kind of wish I was talking to him because I'm not seeing an issue on your side. I'm seeing more of an issue on his side. That he is somebody that he thought his career or his life would be different at this point. And because it's not where he wants it to be, he's sort of taking it out on everybody else around him.
Yes.
And the thing is that the way to get him back on track, and it's a little bit of a burden for you to do it, but it's the only way that I see anyone that takes the time to actually do this with this man, is that you sit down and you list all the things that he's good at, all right? And you do it with him.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all the things you're good at, okay? And then you sit down and go, well, where do you think you can improve? Where do you think your own blind side is, all right? And
right.
then he may or may not put down anything because, you know, frankly, he's got a little bit of an ego. So what you say is, well, I think that one of the areas you could improve on is being more patient with people. Okay? And he'll agree with you, right? And then if he actually opens up and says some other things he could improve on, you actually kind of write that down. So you write down all the things he's good at. That's easy. Then you write down the things that he needs to work on. And then the last thing is that if he could create a career where it wasn't necessarily about the money, it was about what he loved to do, what would that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the two of you put your heads together. Because here's the thing, is that I keep getting that this guy thinks he's supposed to be a multimillionaire by now, and that he is he's like pissed off he's not there yet. Well, he hasn't done anything that would warrant him being a multimillionaire by now.
Right. That's exactly him.
So here's the thing, is that if he wanted to be a multimillionaire, he's got to be willing to put the work in for it. And, you know, I have to tell you, you know, some of the most comfortably financially set people I know decided to just do it on their own and got into real estate. And when they got into real estate, they started making great money. But they had to be really patient with people in order to do it.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I'm not worried about the two of you, that once he's in the job that is actually sort of celebrating what he brings to the table, then he's Mr. Good Mood most of the time. But whatever's going on with him at work, he might be on the verge of being let go of wherever he is, or he just hates it, or whatever it is.
He was the first driver. And he had an accident.
Ah, see, he does not do idle very well. I mean, pardon the pun on that. He's not somebody that can sit around the house and watch, you know, Ellen or Oprah reruns. This is just not that guy. The thing is that the only way that you got to get him back to work. You got to find a way to get him back to work.
Okay.
That's what's going to solve your problem, is him getting back to work, not you thinking that there's something wrong with you or the relationship. He's just incredibly depressed. He doesn't know what his life's going to be moving forward. This accident really hit him upside the head. I mean, seriously, it's just I'm just telling you, it's not you, it's him. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.